This is the Top 25 Rundown, and here's your host, Alan West.
Good evening and welcome to the Top 25 Rundown, presented by the Sportscast. Today is June 7, 2023. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on all your channels, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch.tv, and Apple Podcasts. If you are on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and review. It'll help us out tremendously. We are also on DAB Digital Radio. You can listen to us on your smart speaker, play Sportscast. Visit us on thesportscast.net. Also follow us on Twitter at thesportscast1 and check out our app, The Sportscast, in the iOS App Store. Hello, my name is Alan West. Welcome to the Top 25 Rundown. I'm a little bit behind, just like how Oklahoma and Florida State is today. They were supposed to start at 7:30. They went through two weather delays and did not finish. They were in the mid-first inning when they finally were able to start at 10. Right now, they're in the third inning in a scoreless game, so we're going to see how that goes. In other sports news today, we do have the NBA Finals going on, and it's in the fourth quarter right now with the Heat losing to the Nuggets 93-75 with about 7.5 minutes left to go in the game. We'll see how that goes. In other sports news, Lionel Messi has agreed to terms to come to the MLS with Inter Miami. The deals are still being worked out, but if it does finish, this is going to be huge for not only soccer here in America, but also for college soccer as well, because you're going to see other recruits who are going to want to come and play. So we're going to see how that goes later on, just with the impact in recruiting, not only for the NCAA, but for soccer all around. Today, you're also having the 2023 Outdoor Track and Field Championships. You're having qualifying today for the finals that are going to be on Friday. And Rose Zhang, we talked about her last week. She was the only two-time NCAA women's golf champion in NCAA history. She entered her first LPGA tournament win, and she won. Became the first golfer in 72 years who won her debut. And unfortunately, that does happen. Wake Forest won the Women's National Championship for Golf, which we talked about. She was the first player to win her LPGA debut since Beverly Hansen back in 1951. She beat Jennifer Kupko in a two-hole sudden-death playoff. And she ended her first tournament -9 overall with rounds of 70, 66, 69, 66, and 74. And with that victory, she earned automatic tour membership. So, congratulations to Rose Zhang, the two-time defending champion. This is how her career starts, and I can only see it being bigger and better depending on the different things that are going to happen. Last week, we talked about the NCAA regionals for baseball, and we also talked about the super regionals for softball. So I believe Bob's going to come on later, and I have a bad feeling I may eat some crow because I believe he did say it was going to be Oklahoma and Florida State for softball, and he was correct on that one. So we're going to see about that because we made picks for that. And we also made the picks for baseball for the teams that we thought were going to make it out of the All right, welcome back. So for the Winston-Salem division, Wake Forest did come out as the winner there. In Tuscaloosa, Alabama, the 16th seed was able to advance. They both made it through with with zero losses so far. Now we have the double elimination in Super Regionals, where it's going to be Wake Forest against Alabama. In Coral Gables, Texas advanced. In the Stanford Regionals, Stanford advanced. So they will both face off in the Super Regional. Then you have LSU, which advanced out of the Baton Rouge Regional. And Kentucky advanced out of the Lexington Regional. In the Auburn Regional, you had Southern Miss advance out of there. Auburn was the seeded team. They were eliminated. In the Clemson Regional, you had Tennessee advance, and Clemson was eliminated. So they'll be playing in their regional. In the Fayetteville Regional, Arkansas was eliminated, and TCU advance. In the Terre Haute Individual Regional, Indiana State advanced. In the Stillwater Regional, Oklahoma State was upset and Oral Roberts advanced. In the National Regional, Vanderbilt was upset as a ranked team and Oregon advanced. In the Charlottesville Regional, number 7 UVA advanced. In the Conway Regional, Coastal Carolina was upset and Duke advanced. In the Columbia Regional, South Carolina advanced as a ranked seed. And in Gainesville, number 2, Florida advanced. So for the Super Regional, we're going to have Wake in Alabama, Florida and South Carolina, Stanford and Texas, UVA and Duke, LSU and Kentucky, Oral Roberts and Oregon, Tennessee and Southern Miss, and Indiana State and TCU. So we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 teams that were ranked at the beginning of the tournament still advanced to make it to the Super Regionals. And then the winners of those will have 2 brackets and will have finals. Also, I've been seeing it for recruiting the one player who was coming out of UC Riverside, transfer point guard Poland. He has decided that he is going to Florida. And it looks like UConn's going to get Cam Spencer from Rutgers. And recruit Simeon Welcher has decided he's going to decommit from North Carolina, so he's reopening his recruitment. He decided that after top 10 card Elliot Cadeau decided to reclassify into the 2023 class so he could be at the Tar Heels this year. So with Cadeau deciding to declassify and come this year, he's going to reopen up his recruitment and he's going to have offers from Nebraska, Overton Elite, and probably St. John's Ricketino. He will probably be in the thick of it as well. Marquette also decided to extend Shaka Smart's contract till 2029-2030, which I believe that's going to be a good move for them. Starting to see how going to have different recruiting that's going to start. In other news, Kyle Rudolph today was acquitted for the three shooting deaths of different people that happened in Florida. In recruiting for Clemson, they've landed another number five receiver for 2024. And the number one 2024 inside linebacker has announced he's committed to Clemson. And his name is Sammy Brown. So he is number 17 overall in the ESPN 100, or the ESPN 300. The big news in college football right now is the Pac-12 deal, TV deal, is still being worked on, and which teams are going to stay or which teams are going to leave. Also, the ex-USFL president, Brian Woods, is going to start a prep super league for spring football for high school players in 2024. We're going to see how that goes, just because since most teams are used to playing during the fall, seeing how they play in the spring, the question is, will that be better in chances for recruiting, or if it's going to help them later on? Going back to men's baseball, Wake Forest, they won in their bracket against Northeastern, Maryland, George Mason. In the Tuscaloosa bracket, Alabama beat Nichols, was deemed the survivor over Nichols State, Troy, and Boston College. In the Coral Gables Regional, Texas was able to advance over Maine, Miami, and Louisiana Lafayette Raging Cajuns. In the Stanford Regional, Stanford was able to advance over San Jose State, Cal State Fullerton, and Texas A&M. In the Baton Rouge Regional, LSU advanced over Tulane, Sam Houston, and Oregon State. In the Lexington Regional, Kentucky advanced over Ball State, West Virginia, and Indiana. In the Auburn Regional, Southern Miss advanced over Auburn, Samford, and Penn. In the Clemson Regional, Tennessee advanced over Clemson, Lipscomb, and Charlotte. In the Fayetteville Regional, TCU advanced over Arkansas, Arizona, and Santa Clara. In the Terre Haute Individual Regional, Indiana State advanced over Wright State, UNC, and Iowa. In the Stillwater Regional, Oral Roberts advanced over Oklahoma State, Washington, and DBU as well. In the National Regional, Oregon advanced over Vanderbilt, Eastern Michigan, and Xavier. And the Charlottesville Regional, UVA advanced over Army, East Carolina, and Oklahoma. And the Conway Regional, Duke advanced over Coastal Carolina, UNC Wilmington, and Ryder. And the Columbia Regional, South Carolina advanced over Central Connecticut, NC State, and Campbell. In the Gainesville Regional, Florida advanced over Florida A&M, Texas Tech, and UConn. Now, I know Bob is probably going to join us in a few minutes, but before he comes on, I'm going to make my picks, and then we'll see what he says about them. But I'm going to pick Wake Forest over Alabama in the All-SEC showdown. I'm going to pick South Carolina for the upset against Stanford and Texas. I'm going to pick Stanford. In the All-ACC matchup, I think UVA is going to beat Duke, so I'm going to pick them. I For LSU and Kentucky, another all SEC matchup. I will take LSU. For Oral Roberts against Oregon, I'm going to take Oral Roberts. For Tennessee against Southern Miss, I'm going to take Tennessee. And for the not exactly Cinderella story of the tournament, I am going to pick Indiana State over TCU. So we're going to see how that goes. But again, I am joined by Bob Alves. Pleasure to see you here, sir. I know it's been a long day for you, so this way we can have a little bit of fun and I'll eat a little humble pie. Because I looked at some of my picks compared to your picks. It's not looking as good. So
They're not that bad.
Well, if memory serves, you got me beat on women's softball, sir. I'm pretty sure you called that one without a doubt.
I'm watching the final right now with Florida State and Oklahoma. I had Oklahoma and Utah. You had Oklahoma and Tennessee.
Okay, I thought you had Oklahoma and Florida State, okay. Yeah. I feel a little bit better then. And actually, for the final, there have been rain delays or weather delays that were over 2.5 hours long because they did start the game around 9 o'clock, but as soon as they started, they had to have another weather delay. So the game really did not stand or at least go all the way till about 10 o'clock is when the game really got going.
That's why we're only in the bottom of the fourth.
Exactly. Because otherwise the game would be a lot more done or a lot more probably in about the sixth or all the game would be over by now. So, now for baseball, I was taking a look at some of our picks, just from what I remembered off the top of my head. There were some upsets.
Yeah, I'm looking at those now. I don't think there was anything that was, super bad on either one of us. You had Indiana State advancing, so good for you. I did not. Let's see. Yeah, I don't think there was anything that I would say was horrible.
It was more just we picked some of the so-called blue bloods and they didn't make it. I was surprised that Clemson, Auburn, Vanderbilt, to name a few, didn't make it.
Postal.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, yeah, and that's the thing, like on the blue bloods that we missed, we kind of missed on the same one.
Yeah, so it wasn't as epic or life-changing, so to speak.
Correct.
Do you want to make some picks for who's going to make it out of the Super Regionals?
I always want to make picks.
All right, I will let you go first.
Well, you want to pick the... We've got four Super Regionals that begin on Friday and four that begin on Saturday.
I want to pick them both, so that way we can see who's going to be in the two brackets.
Okay, sure. That's fine with me. I'll let you call them. Go ahead.
Or do you want me to?
I know you've been battling the technology tonight.
Yeah, if I told you what I wanted to do, technology right now would be in a lot of trouble. So.
I don't mind calling them if you want me to. That's fine.
Why don't you go ahead and start?
Okay, sure. So the first one is going to be South Carolina at Florida. That's going to get underway on Friday. I am going to take the Gamecocks to pull the upset.
I actually was looking at doing the same thing.
Okay. So are you doing the same thing?
Well, I could, but if you're going to call for the upset, I'm going to try to pick the team outside of you this time. Okay. So I'm going to pick the Gators, just so that way we have a little parity.
Okay. Duke at Virginia. I'll let you go first.
You got to pick Virginia on this one.
You don't have to. I'm going to go with Duke. I picked wow. against Virginia in the first part. I picked East Carolina to come out. So
My thinking is, if I didn't pick you originally, how can I pick you now?
That is fair. That is fair. I mean, I like UVA in this. I mean, Duke being able to upset and beat Coastal Carolina is definitely a big, big way for them to advance. So if they keep advancing, that's great. But I think UVA is going to get them all they can handle.
Oral Roberts at Oregon.
You know what? I'm going to go for the upset. I'm going to call Oral Roberts.
All right. I'm going to go Oregon anyway. Now, see, I'm not as stubborn as you are. I'm not just going to pick the opposite just because you picked it.
Well, see, even though the opposite because you, I'm actually, a lot of these I'm picking, I actually think that they're going to do okay.
Right.
Because what I did before I had the technical difficulties, I did make some of these picks already.
Okay.
Although when I did make those picks, I did pick South Carolina over Florida, so I have to change that. But
so you were cheating on me.
Well, I wasn't cheating on you per se, but I was trying to make sure that with the computer being how it was,
sure,
the picks would be in at least. I mean, I wanted you to be here, but like we talked about, you were a little bit, you had something else going on. So as soon as I could get you in, I wanted to make sure I could make picks with you as well.
Summertime is a little bit difficult for me. So, you know, we do what we got to do.
Exactly.
Indiana State at TCU. Now, I don't know if you kind of read into this one a little bit. I wanted to touch on this real quick. Indiana State had to, like, kind of move the regional, it sounded like, because they were going to host the Super Regional, but they didn't want to have their staff work for more weekends or whatever. Plus, I guess they're having like a Special Olympics in Terre Haute as well. So, with that being said, I'm going to go Indiana State.
I think Indiana State's going to win. I'm picking them as well.
Okay.
In fact, what I said earlier when you weren't here, I was picking them as my so-called Cinderella story this year.
Okay. Well, you got to think. So we've got 8 Super Regionals, and all 8 of these team winners are going to go to Omaha for the College World Series. So, so if you want to call that a Cinderella, by the way, Oklahoma softball up 2-0 as we speak. Against Florida State.
So, there we go.
You know, so it's a thing of like where everybody's going to Omaha. So, I mean, to me, Indiana State's ranked number 14 in the country, but I don't think many people would have predicted them to go to Omaha. So, anyway, moving on.
Well, one other thing I did want to mention quickly.
Yep.
Out of the 16 teams that made it into the semifinals, the Super Regionals, only 9 are ranked.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So
I could be very boring on this upcoming regional, but let's see. Alabama at Wake Forest. I'm going to go with the Deacons.
So am I. I think that they're going to be the team to beat until they lose, honestly.
I don't think they're going to win the whole thing, but I've got to go Demon Deacon. Texas at Stanford. I'm really going to pick Texas, but I can't.
Yeah, I'm picking Stanford too. I don't think Texas is going to be able to beat them.
Okay. Kentucky at LSU. Give me LSU all day.
Same.
Well, Tennessee at Southern Miss. Of course, Southern Miss, that maybe one of their most famous alums, Brett Favre. Tennessee has got a lot of famous alums. I can't name you one off the top of my head.
Peyton Manning.
Yeah, Peyton Manning. I was going to say, my brain is on the NBA tonight because game 3 of the finals was tonight. Allen Houston, former New York Knickerbocker.
Ah, yes, yes.
There's a good 30 for 30 documentary, Bernie and Ernie, Ernie Grunfeld, Bernard
King.
With that being said, I'm going to go with Tennessee.
I'm going to pick Tennessee as well. I don't think Southern Miss is going to be able to beat them. And, well, they did well making it to the Super Regional, but I think this is where their storybook is going to be shut.
So just to review very quickly, you and I are both picking 2 away teams because the Super Regional best of 3 at one site. I am picking two more additional away teams. So I'm picking four road teams. You're picking two.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes, sir.
Oklahoma just scored again, too, by the way.
Oh, man. I was waiting for that to happen just because as much as you wanted, I mean, as much as people want Oklahoma to lose, it's not as easy as people think. And, I mean, I feel for Florida State just because with the delay, didn't help matters. But Oklahoma's been the team to beat, especially with 50 consecutive wins, which is a divisional record.
Yeah, I mean, Clemson scored 7 on them, but they didn't beat them. So, I mean, that can be a part of a blueprint, but not the whole thing.
I mean, we'll see what happens, but I know it's game one, but game two is tomorrow. And I know that they pulled the starting pitcher out as well. So she looks like she's being consoled on the sideline right now, or in the dugout.
Well, Florida State's number 3 in the nation, I believe. Can't knock anything the Seminoles have done, but Oklahoma is just a bus off.
Yeah.
So
there's no doubt about that, and it's waiting to see how the rest of the game goes, but they're off to a good start. And Bob, I'm going to make my pick on this. I predict Oklahoma's going to win in two.
I will go on that tree branch with you.
So, I mean, as much as I'd love to see if they could do more, it's not looking good for them. And I respect that Florida State made it all the way here, but unfortunately, like you said, they run into a buzzsaw, and I really do not think that, unfortunately, this buzzsaw is going to be cut down anytime soon.
Yeah, and part of it, you know, I think is with Oklahoma, they're not going to beat themselves. So not only do you have to play a near flawless game,
you've got to play a near flawless game, if not perfect, and just hope that you can kind of stick around to win.
Exactly. I mean, game one, I think it's in the books right now. I mean, Florida State could come back, but I think game two is probably going to be a better shot for them tomorrow. Because I think also part of the thing is with the delay that they had today for the game, I think that's also messed with them as well.
Yeah, I can see that. I'm not throwing dirt on the Seminoles like you are quite yet, but I mean, I can definitely see that.
That's okay. I'm used to making choices that don't always work out, but you know what? It's worth it to at least try it.
Sure.
Because I do respect Florida State and what they've been able to accomplish.
But they're just going to get swept, according to you.
Yes, okay. But they've had a great year.
I'm sure that makes them feel better.
I mean,
you're going to get swept, but you've had a great year.
Well, I mean, although it's not going to make them feel better in the grand scheme of things, when you see how much success they've had, not only in regular play, but in the regionals, the super regionals, and make it to the Women's College World Series.
Right.
Even if they don't win, think about how much of a recruiting boon it's going to be for them to be able to use that. And another thing that I also mentioned, I did talk about the finals earlier, and also Messi. He's going to play for Inter Miami. Yep. And I think that that's going to help for soccer. I think that's going to help certain recruits when they want to play soccer for different places or just looking into it.
Okay. I don't.
That's why for certain subjects you and me disagree on things. And we'll see how it plays out. We got time.
And, you know, you could be totally right on that. I think the way I look at it is, I think to get soccer to be popular in this country, I mean, you know, they've tried it with others like Beckham and everything else. I don't know how you get soccer to the popularity point that you need to take it to the quote-unquote that next level. So I don't know. Yeah, I mean, you know, I hope you're right. I do.
But well, I mean, here's the reason why I'm thinking that, okay? We've had Beckham. We've had Wayne Rooney. We've had Thierry Henry, just to name three, what you could call it, the marquee players that came to the MLS. Henry, out of the three, is the only one who had won a World Cup.
Right.
Whereas Rooney and Beckham were both famous in English soccer. But the thing for Messi, he's famous all over the world.
Sure.
Not only has he played in La Liga, he's played in for PSG this last 2 years. And with his notoriety finally winning the World Cup for Argentina, and he's won the Ballon d'Or, which is the best player in European soccer, I think 4 out of the last 5 years. I think that just with all that alone, with him coming over here, besides all the details they're working on for him, I think it's going to be a huge point for certain players to want to come here just to see them play and be like, hey, I was able to play somewhere where Messi plays or Messi played a game.
Yeah, oh, I mean, I totally get where you're coming from with it. I think for me, I just look at it from a standpoint of it hasn't worked before. And being the cynical one I am, I almost say I've got to see it work before I can say it's going to work.
Fair enough, yeah, fair enough.
You know, and I, dude, I'll be honest with you. I hope you're right. I think that, you know, I think any sport succeeding is just that, you know, it's a great thing. But in terms of how do you get a sport to succeed that is essentially trying the same thing they've done before and trying to get better with it, man, I don't know. I mean, I hope you're right, but I don't know.
Right now, I'll say what I said in a soccer group I posted earlier. I think in terms of players that are focused on or known worldwide for soccer, you got Pele, you have Maradona, and I think you have Messi.
So I think that's where the
list is right now.
You think that Messi was a bigger recognizable name than Beckham?
I do.
Mm.
Because I'll put it like this. Beckham, he played for the LA Galaxy. Then he went to Paris Saint-Germain. Whereas now, Messi was at Paris Saint-Germain, and now he's coming to the MLS to play at Inter Miami.
Right.
So he switched up, and Beckham's an icon in English soccer. There's no doubt about that. But the thing for him, once he came over here and became an owner, you don't really see him as much. I mean, he still has got tons of marketing appeal right. as the owner and just for how he set himself up when he was playing in the MLS and when he came back. But I think Messi, the way that things are now, the marketing and brand appeal that he's going to have is going to be so much more than what Beckham has. Just because, remember, for Beckham, even though he's been an amazing soccer player, people know him for his wife as well.
Sure.
Because she was an international icon for being a Spice Girl and then when she's a designer now, too.
Right.
So Messi's wife stays out of the limelight, and so I think that's going to be something that's big because even though when he was, however, coming to MLS, he said, I want to try to be lower profile, so that's why I came here. But, I mean, that can help us, I would assume.
I hope and you're if right I'm wrong, about all this.
I hope I am too, but if I'm wrong, I'll let you say I told you so.
I mean, you know, I feel like this is not an I told you so type thing because I don't want to gloat. Because I'm actually – even when we disagree, there are times where I'm pulling for you to be right. And this is one of those times.
Well, I appreciate that, and I hope it is. But you know what? We'll just see what happens for that. Also, let's see how it is for these wildfires right now. Because in Canada, that's a little definitely not the best thing that's going on. So Being that we kind of were able to see the clouds in the sky from the wildfires, hopefully they're able to get these resolved sooner rather than later. And also I saw that the ex-Florida State wide receiver, he had been on trial for the three people that were shot and killed. He right. was found not guilty today. So I guess we'll see what happens with that. And I mean, he did say it was self-defense, but it just the way the situation was.
Right.
Unfortunately, some people did not survive, and that's not good, but it just... kind of tricky to even mention, but I did want to make sure we mentioned that very quickly.
It's so much more fun, I think, when the legal blotter stays out of the sports talk, but unfortunately, we've gotten to the point to where that doesn't happen all the time now, and the two kind of merge together. So yeah, it is. You're definitely right, Alan. 100%. It is tough to bring up.
Yes. Well, we came, we saw, we brought it up. That being said, even with all the technical difficulties, if we were going to try to get a hold of you, what would be the best way to do that, sir?
Well, as you found out tonight, it's normally not the Instagram. The Sports Buffet on Instagram. I'm probably a little bit better on the Sports Buffet on Twitter. You can also go to the Facebook site, the Sports Buffet Podcast, or you can go to YouTube, the Sports Buffet. I claim to be not great on any of them, though.
Well, you have me beat on all of them, sir, just because I look at things occasionally, but compared to you, I'm just a dedicated amateur, and I'm okay with that. But if you were going to follow me, at some point I will post on Twitter at Alan F. West, and I do have Instagram at alan.west.46. So,
the running joke you will post on Twitter, continue.
Exactly. We're going to keep that going. I mean, we'll see what happens first. Either I post on Twitter or I get a year older. We'll see what happens.
When's your birthday?
April Fool's Day.
Well, we'll see. That could be a tight one.
Yeah, I mean, we'll make a few decisions later on. I'm looking through maybe this month or next month making a post on Twitter, so we'll see. And then we'll have to start a new running joke, sir.
I'm sure we'll find one. I don't think it'll be a problem.
Absolutely. Is there anything else you can think of we didn't try to mention about for sports tonight?
Not that I can think of. I mean, there's always a lot, but yeah, I think we hit it pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, next week we'll be able to talk about the NCAA men and women track and field, just because I was watching some of the prelims for that, and there were a few upsets where people didn't make qualifying. But we will see how that goes next week. And also for our picks in baseball and softball. So I'm Alan West. That's Bob Alves. This has been Top 25 Rundown. We will see you next week.